JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week! Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair!"
I know.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodie car!
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus.
Are some people too stupid to live?
That's not news. That's old.
Is everybody happy?
Yes, sir!
What about you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Sorry about that.
Gracias.
Don't forget our motto.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't. Joe.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This show's gonna be fun, man.
We try. If they gave prizes for trying, we'd be right up there.
189. We try every day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got two for you.
All right.
Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Already been thrown out there.
Okay, how about Julia Roberts and Danny Motor?
Danny Motor.
Who's Danny Motor?
Exactly. It's her husband. They've got kids together.
What does he do?
He was a cameraman.
Well,
she met him on the shot of some movie.
Sorry.
In the business.
In the biz.
Cinematography. We're making it a very narrow criteria. And the criteria for the, and I think we should. The schlubs are guys that have Joe Jobs and are schlubby guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Joe Jobs are not within the industry.
They can't be in any way involved in TV, movies, whatever.
Recording.
The
right.
Hot chick. Mm-hmm.
Multi-millionaires.
Whatever her business
that
is.
That can't happen.
You know, it can happen. Someone called you about Carla, and I would say that I'm lucky like that. I was goddamn lucky. I mean, look at our website. Look at my picture. Look at me.
Right.
Like the Elephant Man. I had Frida for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Beautiful.
Yes.
Janet, absolutely beautiful.
Right.
I would throw myself out there as the prime example of the schlub.
If you're the prime example, I would be the super prime example.
You know? Okay, well.
I weigh more than you, and she's, she's younger than me.
But.
And I get crap everywhere I go.
But hold on, Mike. But it's not age. It's not age.
But also, we're talking about
it's
women.
The fact that you are also with a woman.
But also, we're talking about women in the public eye, and we're talking about going the other way.
Right. Yeah, but it happens in real life, and yeah, you take the age out of it with
right.
you and Carla,
right.
and it's the same thing.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure if Carla was.
We've both been very lucky, I think. But when we're talking about this argument, it's going the other way. And it maybe could also go. With famous actor guys.
Sure.
But that's almost, that's more difficult than the category we have.
A lot of times you do see actors with ugly wives.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, think about it.
You're right.
You see a guy who is thought of, and I can't off the
and
top
usually
of my head.
And they're very, in many cases, they're very long-term relationships.
Yeah, if it's a guy who, like, has a reputation for being a horn dog in his movies or whatever, mm-hmm. and then you see
Dennis Franz. Dennis Franz
that
comes to mind.
Might be the case.
Yeah, used to bring his wife when he was winning. When he was winning all those Emmys, he would bring his wife, his new bride, to the Emmy Awards.
It would be a guy that a cocksmith, someone out there, someone like.
Right.
They would say, okay, there's George Clooney, and then you see his wife, and his wife looks like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right.
Okay, I guess it happens, but almost impossible to find a very hot, beautiful, popular woman. With a regular Joe schlub. And by that I meant also not only the way we look.
Yeah, but you're not taking into account our incredible level of fame.
Right. Again, that's why I said we're schlubs. Also has to be someone who's
but
not
we
just.
Don't, we don't have Joe Jobs. We don't have it's Joe true. Jobs.
But we are losers mm-hmm. as far as moral fiber and being.
But you're with a beautiful woman. You were with a beautiful woman. You're with a beautiful woman now. I'm with a beautiful woman. They are not. Movie stars, though, they are not in the public eye themselves, you see, so it's kind of a push. But just the beauty factor. You're taking just the beauty factor in. I'm talking stardom and prettiness, both on men and women.
I was just talking about in real life.
Yes.
I mean,
when we're seen out at a restaurant, for example, it would be like, whoa,
yeah.
What's the deal?
I know.
It's sad.
They look really? Like, really? Wow, you're beautiful. Yeah. And you're with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever gotten what I've gotten? Seriously?
What was
that? I've gotten this, and
what?
You're going to laugh at this. It's my girlfriend, Carla. I got this one time. No. Yep. There you go. How about that?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Oh. I think who Mike was talking about originally. The first lady, was it Ann Jillian?
Oh, would you stop? That's a lot. Whatever with ba 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 ba.
Very unpleasant.
Hi, Don and Mike show. This sounds better. He said facetiously.
Quick question about the contest.
Yes, our brand new contest we're doing, Mike.
What about our contest?
It's a simple one. Are you really looking for to marry?
I'm sorry, your phone dropped out because your phone is horrible.
Okay.
Have you thought about maybe rolling your window up?
What are you trying to say?
Well, I am just asking a question. Is that what you want, Mary? A father?
What the hell are you riffing on? Do you understand,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, I hate to do this because he doesn't deserve me coming
true.
In there.
But save it. What's he riffing on?
He is talking about something about Mary. Oh. When the guy that's on the crutches comes in and he's trying to sabotage Matt Dillon, and because Mary's talking about the fact that the guy farts.
Okay.
And he says, is that what you want, Mary?
You know what?
A farter?
You only remember that because you just saw that movie again
just
recently,
saw it.
Right?
Yeah. God damn it. I gave that guy too much credit.
Hello, Don and Mike. Well, thank you for explaining it.
Yes, yeah. I've been watching that movie like crazy.
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike. I was thinking about Cher and that Rob the Bagel Boy guy.
Rob the Bagel
yeah,
Boy.
Yeah, hold on. You know, Cher did have this might be a good one.
All right.
Although there could be some discussion about Cher. And the hotness of Cher at the time that she was with
sure.
the Bagel Boy.
Was it long enough ago?
Hold on. Well, it was definitely post her winning the Oscar.
Mm.
It was definitely after that.
But she's still Cher.
And it was around the time she made the video when she was on the ship with all of the sailors.
Oh.
Remember
when we were first uh-huh. noticing the plastic surgery?
Mm-hmm.
That might be creeping just a little bit into Liz Taylor land.
And I'm sorry, I remember Cher, like in those old publicity pictures,
mm-hmm. right.
where Sonny has the bad Three Stooges Beatles haircut,
mm-hmm.
and they're both wearing like Flintstones clothes,
yeah.
and it's Cher.
That's pre-nose job Cher.
Yeah, it's Cher before anything was done to
right.
her at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. And my fondest memories of Cher are Cher doing the TV show with her belly button, and waiting as a young kid, waiting every week to see what she would be wearing, and it was super hot.
Counselor, I want to tell you something. That is a compelling argument because, like you, I also watched Sonny and Cher.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she was flat-chested,
yep.
I always wanted to bang her. So I
oh,
guess,
absolutely.
I mean, in her time, when she first started to get fixed up,
right.
she was hot.
Exactly. She was very hot. And you know, I mean, Sonny was incidental there. You just wanted to see what outfit she would be in. And then she did that that whole deadpan thing with him. It was fantastic. That might count, though. It's right at the It's right at the Bagel
now,
Boy.
I'll say this, though. Yeah, he was just a regular schlub. But here's the thing. As I recall, he was a hunky Bagel Boy.
Oh.
It was like somebody right. younger than her, someone with six-pack abs.
Oh, see?
Some guy who could hump like a chihuahua.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count because those guys can be out in public with him. And it's, hey, look, she's with that gorgeous guy.
Hey, hold on there on the phone a second. And also, when I say like us, losers like us, what I mean is, for instance, a guy like you, Mike,
right.
who could be tunnel vision on something like the Red Sox,
uh-huh.
I can't picture the hottest woman in the world or a really hot TV star or a hot movie star coming home, and the guy would say, you know, sitting there in his underpants, as you yesterday, writing Go Sox on your belly.
Yeah, I was out last night watching the game. Tonight I will be in my, I said to my buddies, I'll be home watching the game in my underwear tonight.
Or I will use myself as an example, you know, sitting 2 inches from the TV playing
right.
Madden, you know.
right.
Now, what hot movie actress celebrity is going to come home to a guy like that?
Yeah.
She's not.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It's going to have to be, it's impossible.
And, you know, as you're saying this, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I'd rather be me.
Thank God for regular girls.
Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, guys like you and me, we wouldn't have girls.
And in some way, I'm satisfied with that. I'm 100% okay with
right,
that.
Right, Lisa.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, my lord, my lady.
Hi there.
Hey, I think she may be famous because of the situation, but what about Joey Buttafuoco and that one gal?
All right.
Nope. Not thick enough.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I've got it for you. Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker on L.A. Law. That's your couple.
No, but Michael Tucker was a famous actor.
They were in the business together. They were on the show together.
He was a famous guy.
That's the whole thing. The guy cannot be related to her business.
The guy not only has to be a schlub, he has to be a schlub that has a Joe job.
And not to confuse the streams here that we have going, but a good example, except that she's a pig, would be Liz Taylor with the plumber.
Yeah, Larry Fortensky. And Liz Taylor was, what, 10 years past her doable stage before.
Liz Taylor still looked like John Belushi at that
point. But even at that, I remember when that story came down, even at that stage of the game, everybody was going, what the hell is she doing? And the reason they were doing that, because nobody put this schlubby guy with her. And she was in pig
Although,
zone then.
You know what? He was kind of a schlub. He was like... He was
an uber schlub.
He was like Siegfried and Roy schlubby. Like,
well, he had the big blonde hair, but he was kind of...
Yeah.
You know?
Like an older Cato Kaelin?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. An older, a little doughier Cato Kaelin.
Hello, that's the best Cato.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Christina Aguilera.
All right. Who is she with?
A record producer.
It was a dancer.
I think it's either a record producer.
Either way, it's someone in the industry. Who's tied to her career. Right.
But he is. But I have seen him, and he is schlubby. If he had a Joe job, it would be perfect.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Famous reporter Joan London. She married a schlub.
Well, Joan London is. Please, you know what? I wouldn't F her with Charles Gibson's.
Wow.
Really. Joan London is busy having test tube babies on TV every week.
Yeah. Even in her day, in her prime, you wouldn't do Joan London?
I wouldn't do her with David Hartman's D.
There you go.
Yeah, and
David Hartman.
And when exactly was that day? Her day.
Well, that's when David Hartman was growing up with his twin brother, Norv Turner. They both had that quality. Acne Statin.
And their dad, Tommy Lee Jones.
And their Hispanic cousin, Edward James Olmos.
He's the man.
Yeah,
as far as cracked skin, bad skin.
That's the face on fire. Somebody tried to put it out with an ice pick.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Leah Remini and her pizza man.
Honey, been done,
honey. We already told you. As much as we don't like the guy, think he's a tool. He is kind of a love stud. He is one of those guys, good looking guy.
She's gone with her late thought.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And he's the ultimate hanger-on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
He flips pancakes at her restaurant.
Oh, come on now. He's a restaurateur.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, from the future.
How's it going? I'm picking a weird one here. Judge Judy.
No, married to another judge.
And plus,
not hot.
Who thinks Judge Judy is hot? God.
I bet in her day.
There was not such a day.
Oh, I bet I'd love to see a really young picture of Judge Judy.
Okay.
I bet she was a POA.
It had to be a drawing.
I tell you what, George Custer.
A hieroglyphic.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining Genghis Khan. Come over and make love to me now.
Somebody find me a young picture.
I'm Judy Shineland. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What about hot as balls Paula Deen and her Bluto-looking husband?
All right, now wait a second. I want to talk about this because really, that almost, let me tell you why. Her level of fame on the Food Channel, she is the rising star of the Food Channel. And if she had even a remote level of hotness, but that's the classic schlubby guy. He's the tugboat captain. He's the dumb tugboat captain that doesn't even talk, but she brings him on the show. That's pretty, you know, I think that's in the spirit of where we're going, but it's not a full-fledged one.
I will shock you now. Okay. Ask me how many beers for Paula Deen.
How many beers for Paula Deen?
Three.
She does it for you a little bit?
Yeah. I'd butter her.
You know, all right, let me ask you this.
I would butter her like a roll.
I'm really glad, first of all, that you're aware of Paula Deen, that I'm not the only one watching the Food Channel. And I'll tell you this, is part of that because you know that she probably really likes sex.
Yeah, that's what I just
she
said.
She is a horn dog.
I would butter her up like a roll.
Mm-hmm.
I would roll her on her back, and I'd be the Pillsbury Doughboy.
If we got Paula Deen on this show, I think we would have a very good time with her. I think she's a naughty, naughty woman. And in her day, was probably very naughty.
I don't think there were ever, like, she's like the other one. I don't think there ever was a day. It's just, come on. You know,
I saw her whole bio, Paula Deen's bio, and they had pictures of her when she was younger. She was not an unattractive woman.
Did she ever not look?
No, she had a time when she was actually young, and you know what she looked like? She kind of, there was a similarity to that young Roseanne picture that you like so much.
I swear to God, I was just going to mention that. Yep. When Roseanne lived in a trailer and was kicked out of the loony bin by the Mormons,
right.
In her biography, there's a picture of her when she was about 18, and you do the double take like, that's Roseanne.
Paula Deen had kind of a similar look.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're all thinking about doing Paula Deen right now.
Yeah. It's a little off base, but how about Nikki Cox and Gold Bobcat?
Well, no, they're both.
He's a performer.
They're both famous.
We explained that.
Nikki Cox. Love that name, though.
Double X, right?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Three X's.
Thank you, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Jodie Foster. Hot-looking actress. You never see her with a good-looking model boy.
Because she's a lesbian. Please, come on.
Is the concept too difficult? Is the concept too difficult?
Apparently so.
I believe so.
But also, it is lending itself to the theory that Don had that really we're not going to find the hot, famous woman with the schlubby guy that has a Joe job.
What about Vieira?
Meredith.
Her husband is a cripple.
Doesn't get much schlubbier than that.
God, Meredith Vieira with you. Always Meredith Vieira.
He can only hold on
she's
so long.
She's not hot. I'm sorry. She's not hot.
Oh, I'd love to be
put
with a
that
woman.
Put that fantasy away.
Mike, I'm with Rob on
I'd love to be with a woman that's not that not hot.
Oh, God.
Zero beers.
Black.
No. Zero beers. And I would say to her, I'm going to
40
make,
beers.
I'm going to make love to you like a man that God has not.
That can walk?
like a man.
I think that's the attraction with you guys, is taking advantage of the guy that's in the wheelchair.
No, he's not even in the room.
Oh, Jesus.
He's in the next room.
Meredith.
That's the turn on for both of you.
No, it has nothing to do with
it. Why do you want to be with the afflicted?
That's what it is. That's the turn on.
Come with me. Watch me walk and dance and speak.
She just has the attitude. She's a dirty bird.
Wow.
Yeah, she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yuck. God, really?
Yeah.
I don't know where you guys.
I think.
What keeps me tuning into the Today Show? It's not a great show.
I think Meredith Vieira, I'm not kidding you, Jackson. I think she is about the most sexual woman on television.
I agree.
Really?
Naughty.
I got the major
woman.
Boy,
do I have to
her.
Go back and look? I got three. It's three against one now. I got to go back and take a look at this
She's
woman.
She's easily the sexiest woman in morning television.
No, no. I disagree. Because it doesn't always count as morning television.
Anus eyes, Diane Sawyer?
No, the sexiest woman in daytime television is Sam Champion. Going away. No, I mean, right.
His husband also is in a wheelchair.
No, I think that it's not Natalie Morales, but it's the other one.
And I don't think that.
And now we've got Amy Roadblock, who's on the Today Show, and she is the sexiest one.
I don't think Vieira's husband is in a wheelchair.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
I think he requires a lot of assistance.
Try about main anchors. You got on the main anchor chairs. You're fine.
Well, Morales.
She is the leader. I'll give you that.
It's not Morales because she's getting more Kennedy-y as the days go on.
Yeah, she is. She is, and she's just waif-like. She really is.
You think Vieira would go for that? Watching her on TV, I don't think she'd have the morals to do it.
To do what?
Cheat.
To cheat on her crippled husband.
Yeah. No, like Lauer hasn't already been there.
Yeah, but his
Matt Lauer,
his model girlfriend. Is not afflicted. And how did he keep that?
That's where they got the whole concept for the thing. He was like in another room, couldn't make it into the main room, was going, hey, where in the world is Matt Lauer?
And it was, wasn't it in the tabloids that Matt Lauer was getting a divorce, and now the next thing is he's on TV talking about how much he loves being married, he loves his kids and everything?
I thought he had gotten a divorce. He's still with that woman?
I heard him talking up kids the other day.
All right. I'm still trying to just get it in my head. I'm gonna watch the... I'll sit 5 inches from the TV screen.
It's her attitude. It's in her head.
Really?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I guarantee Meredith Vieira does. I guarantee she's a dirty talker. Uh-huh. In bed, yep. I ask you not. I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes. Harder.
She thinks she likes it everywhere? If you know what I mean?
I hope not. That would ruin it.
Think about it. Ugh. You're saying so she's so darn sexual, she's probably experimental.
Mm-hmm. What if Crippy Crip was there?
You got to take him out of the equation. But there goes his name again. And that's where the attraction comes in. Just him somewhere going,
see? It's working on you now, isn't it?
No, I don't think she's hot. Never thought she was hot.
No, not Meredith.
Don't like her nose.
But the thought about doing it while her husband, while her afflicted husband
that
watching.
That doesn't do it for me.
And no, not for working you? For me. Where did he go? He's getting her number or something like that. I have no idea what he's doing.
Time out. Buzz, if you want any hope of doing the news, we got a break right here. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.